Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams. And here at Marketing Ministry, we're all about advancing the kingdom of God. You know, it is just such a beautiful and glorious day here in Atlanta, and we give God all the glory and honor and praise. On today's show, we have a double header for you. coming up first as an awesome and amazing woman of God, as gospel diva Kim Person. She is four-time Apollo winner. She was just recently featured on Dr. Bobby Jones' musical retreat in Nashville. I believe tomorrow, those listeners that are in the Washington, D.C. area, Kim is going to be at Greater Mount Calvary Church under the leadership of Bishop Owens, ministering in song. So if you're in that area, you want to make sure that you check her out. But she is just such an amazing woman of God. Her music, her current single, More Than Enough, is topping the gospel music charts. You know, she's making some noise, and we give God all the glory and honor for that. So we're going to bring our first guest on the line, and it's none other than Miss Kim Person. Hi, Kim.
Hello, Wanda. How are you doing today?
You know, I am blessed of the Lord and highly favored. I am just so thankful that I'm just rejoicing in having church in my church.
I know that's right. That's what I'm talking about.
So I want you to come on and have church with me, Miss Person.
Oh, come on now. I'm ready. I'm ready to bring it.
And I know you will. I was just telling our listeners that you are such a phenomenal woman of God. And for those who don't know you, tell them, who is Kim Person?
Kim Person, and I like to tell people I'm just a country girl that loves to give God praise. I've been singing since I was 2 years old. My grandparents used to stand me on a cement block and let me minister songs, you know, throughout our small city. And I'm just so thankful to have that opportunity to transform that cement block into stages all across the world. And I get the opportunity to just share my message with people all over the world. So I'm just a country girl that loves to give God praise and excited about the doors of opportunity that He's doing for me right now.
I know that's right, Kim. Now, we have a signature question here on Marketing Ministries that we ask every guest that is so kind to grace our platform. I want to know from you, what does ministry mean to you?
Ministry means everything to me. I try not to go before anybody. I try not to start my day out without prayer, because prayer is so key to me. I can't make a move without God, and it's all about Him. Ministry is everything to me. Everything that I do, I try to make sure that I put God first. And as long as I keep God first in my life, I know that He will order my steps. I know that He will give me the desires of my heart. So ministry is everything to me. I feel that God has given me a purpose at this time to just share my gift of music through song with the world, and ministry is everything to me. I eat, sleep, breathe ministry. So I'm just thankful to have the opportunity to share my message with the people of God through the ministry that He has given me.
All right now, Kim. Now tell me, come on and bring it now. Tell them what Jesus means to you. I was just giving you a little hard time. I said, come on and let them know, Kim, what Jesus means to you.
Come on now, come on.
Because, you know, it's a personal thing. And I just want to, on a side break, I just want to share with our listeners, you know, yesterday I attended a homegoing service with one of my sisters in the faith. Her name was Vivian Smith, and she was a phenomenal woman of God. And, you know, what most people would deem to be a sad occasion, this was such a celebration, and all through the atmosphere was a spirit of love, how much she was loved and how much love she gave. And so that was just something that resonated something in my spirit. And so if I sound a little different to you guys, I am full of love, and I am wanting to embrace it, and I want to show it in everything I do. So everybody that's on this platform from here on, I expect them to bring the love of God that's inside of them and show it throughout everything that they do.
Amen. I mean, that's, you know, that's a testimony. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to see you on different platforms. And one thing I've always known about you is that you've always showed love. You've always been passionate about what you do. And I'm just so honored to even have this opportunity to be a part of such a great radio program today. And I know that God, your steps are ordered. Our steps are ordered by God. And I'm excited about what God is going to do.
Amen. And I appreciate you taking the time out your busy schedule. Now, I want to jump to the heart of the matter, because we have so much to talk about. And I know that your current single, More Than Enough, you know, is just blazing the gospel music charts, and God is doing great things with that song. Tell us a little bit about the vision, and how did More Than Enough come to pass?
Okay. I did my recent project is entitled Speak Life. And at one point in my life, I felt like giving up on the dream of, you know, recording a project and traveling and just moving forth in the things of God. And I heard God clearly say to me that I have a purpose and a plan for your life. You can't give up on what I've given you just because somebody tells you no. And so I said, okay, God, I said, if you will open the door for me, I'm going to walk through it. Whatever door you open, I'm going to walk through and do what you've given me to do. And so I linked up with two-time Grammy Award-winning producer Cedric Thompson, and we together put together this project. And More Than Enough is one of the is the single that we selected off of the project. And it's mostly a song that of encouragement. It's a song to inspire everyone that they say that we are in a recession. But in my book, when we're God's people, he's able to give us more than enough. We serve a God that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all the things that we could ask or think. And that's pretty much what this song is about, and it's what God is doing in my life. He's doing exceeding and abundantly above all the things that I could ask or think.
And on that note, we're going to let our listeners hear More Than Enough by Kim Person. Enjoy.
His love is good forever because he's exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask.
Yeah.
welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and this is Wanda Adams, and we're back live with Ms. Kim Person, and we were just listening to her single, More Than Enough. And Kim, I know that that song is very, very special to you, and it is reaching the masses. And I know last week you were performing at Dr. Bobby Jones' Gospel Music Retreat. Tell our listeners a little bit about that experience.
Oh, it was a great experience. It was awesome to just be in the presence of Dr. Jones because, you know, he's such an icon, just not only in gospel music, but in the music community. And it was an honor to just to be in his presence. He's awesome. And the experience to just be to hang out with so many majors and so many independent artists in the industry, it was incredible. It was such a eye-opening experience, something that I will forever treasure. And I'm thankful that I had that wonderful, wonderful opportunity to meet Dr. Jones as well as to share that wonderful song, More Than Enough, with the listeners. So be on the lookout to see it coming up on the Word Network in the coming months.
Yeah, it is a phenomenal song, and we're having some technical difficulties here on Blog Talk, so I do apologize for that. But for those that want to hear the full song and much, much more, make sure you pick up your copy of Speak Live. Now, speaking of Speak Live, I know it's a phenomenal project, Kim, and tell our listeners a little bit about some of the other songs that you have on the project and who are some of the great people that you had an opportunity to collaborate with.
Yeah, sure. Speak Live to me is my best work to date. I've worked with two-time Grammy Award-winning producer Cedric Thompson, and I also had the opportunity to work with one of the most energetic groups of young singers, Dennis Reed and Gap, who also were the background vocals for this particular project. And also, a couple of the songs, Dennis Reed wrote a couple of the songs. He wrote More Than Enough. He wrote another song on the project called Just That Good. Cedric wrote a song called You Did It. And also, my husband wrote a song which was entitled New Day and Alone in Your Presence. And then one other song called Sincerely Yours was written by Frank Morrison, who is another up-and-coming artist. And all of the songs, they pretty much just speak directly to the heart of the person. This entire CD is a CD that is it sings and it talks about God's word. And I'm a kind of person, I like to hear the meat of the song, and I thank God that the meat of the song is just the word of God. And I'm just excited about, you know, what God is doing through me with this project. There's songs on there that will bless any and everybody. It doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter how young you are. On this project, there's something that's going to speak directly to you and speak directly to whatever your situation or problem or challenges you're facing in life. There's something on this project that will speak directly to your situation, and it will give you victory and it will give you hope. So I inspire you to just pick up the project, or you can just listen to me on YouTube or any online, and you'll be able to hear those songs that will be a blessing to you.
Now, Kim, what is your favorite song on the project? I know they're all your baby, but what's the song that ministers to Kim Person?
Let's see. What song ministers to me? I would have to say the title cut, which is entitled Speak Life, because it speaks directly to a person that is aspiring to do something great, somebody that's aspiring to open that business, start that new business. And for me, the song just speaks directly to me because I don't know about you or many of your listeners, but there have been times when I felt like giving up, when I felt like throwing in the towel, when I didn't think nobody loved me or nobody was there to support me. But as every time that I listen to that song encourages me. It's like it sparks an interest in me to let me know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you are not of evil but of peace to give you an expected end. So whatever you've been thinking about or wanting, you know, God said your expected end is great. And so it encourages me and it motivates me to continue to speak life to my destiny. So I would say that would probably be my favorite song.
Amen. Now, Kim, what is your favorite, your all-time favorite worship song? It doesn't have to be the song on the project, but what is your favorite worship song?
Let's see. What is my – it would have to be, you know, because I'm kind of traditional at times. When I worship, there's a song, it just simply says, I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. It's songs like that that, you know, gets you through those rough times. And so that would probably have to be my absolute favorite worship song. It kind of takes me there for a moment.
You took me there, and you knew where I was going, because, you know, as soon as you told me what your favorite was, I was like, can you sing it for us, please, Kim? So you beat me to the punch, but I'm going to make you sing something else, because we all need to worship. And I don't know about you, but I am a true worshiper, and I love to give God what is his.
Yes, I can tell it in your voice, Ms. Wanda. I can tell you love to give God praise. It's like oozing from the phone. I can feel it.
Oh, I'm on fire today because God is truly amazing, and we need to give everything that is due to him, because he gives us so much. And I know that the favor of God is upon you and your music, and as you humble yourself, as you are obedient, and as you hear his voice, he's taking you to new heights daily.
Yes. I'm just excited about what he's doing, and everybody say, Kim, you're on the charts. You're doing this and you're doing that. You don't have the big head. It's like, no, I don't need to have the big head, because God told me if I stay humble, stay who I am, be who I am, then he would continue to open doors, and he would do just what the song More Than Enough says. He will do exceeding and abundantly above all the things that I could ask or think. So I'm just excited about this journey that I'm on, and you know, I'm just excited because, you know, I've waited a long time to have this opportunity, you know, to do some of the things that I'm doing, and I'm just so excited. But most of all, I'm so humble and so thankful for this opportunity to just let my ministry just bless the people of God all over the world.
Now, I know that tomorrow you'll be in Washington, D.C. at Greater Mount Calvary Holiness Church, and I just told our listeners early on when we started the show that it, for those that are in the D.C. area, that they want to come out and support you and to see you minister in song. Now, tell them some of what's next for you. What's on your schedule?
Mm-hmm. See, what's next coming up? We're going to actually be traveling to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we have several other upcoming events in various locations. And for more information about my tour schedule or where I'm going to be next, you can check my website, which is www.kimperks.org. I'm just really excited. It's like weekly, on a weekly basis, you know, dates are coming in and more ministry opportunities are coming up. So I'm just excited about every door that God is opening, because as he opens the door, he promised me that if I walk through there, he would be my mouthpiece. He would do what he needs to do through me. So I'm excited about, you know, opportunities. So if there's anyone that's listening and they're having any kind of special events, you know, at your church or in your area, feel free to just, you know, hit us up on, you know, on Facebook, on and also at my website, if you'd be interested and have me come to be a blessing to your area.
Now, Kim, our phone lines are open, and we have people in our chat room, and they are listening to you, and they're enjoying your music, and they're enjoying the words of encouragement that you are giving right now. And we have the caller on the line, and I know who this person is. He's a supporter of Marketing Ministries every week, and we love him so dearly. And this is our friend, Pastor Mark Rouse. Pastor Mark, you're on the line, and you have a question or comment for Kim?
Yes, ma'am. How is everybody doing today?
We're great, and how are you?
I'm doing great. I was just listening. You're going into my hometown, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Oh, my God. All right now. Milwaukee, better look out. I hear
yes.
a preacher coming.
And she's going to bring it, Pastor Rob. She's going to bring it.
And that was one of my questions, because I was listening to your song, but I was also listening to you, and I know your genre is music, but I keep hearing something else in your voice.
Oh, wow. You know,
I keep hearing the preacher in you, and has God been dealing with you about ministering besides singing?
Well, I've been, you know, you know, over the years, many ministers have prophesied to me, told me that I would be preaching the gospel, and it's like here lately, it's like it's being all about ministry. But, you know, whatever God say, you know, I'm willing to be obedient to him. But right now I'm just really excited about having a message of hope to inspire people. So if God calls me to, you know, preach, I'll be like, oh, Jesus, you're really going to have to help me. But I'll be happy to walk in whatever God called me to do. So.
Because I hear it, and I don't know, because like I said, you're saying that you're ready to, if God is calling you, I already hear the call in your voice because it's already there. The anointing is already on your life because I've heard your song and I've listened to it myself, and it has been such an inspiration. But also I kept hearing the preacher coming out of you that's on the inside of you. And are you and your husband pastors?
No, my husband and I, we aren't pastors. We are lay members. We attend a church in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's called Raleigh North Christian Center. We attend that church together. We're just lay members in the church, just service, you know.
Okay.
Because before you can go out into, you know, the world and try to, you know, sing a song, a message, you need to be somewhere where you serve, you know, serving, where you can get fed so that when you go out, you have something to give out. So we're just there, and we're excited about, you know, receiving the word so that when we go out, we always have a freshness through our music ministry.
Because I don't see y'all sitting there much longer.
Oh, well, bless the Lord.
Well, Pastor
Amen,
Mark,
Pastor.
We have.
Huh?
Go ahead, Pastor Mark. No, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, because, I mean, you know, because you're such an anointed woman and such an anointed vessel, and I know if God's dealing with you about ministry, and I know he's dealing with your husband about the same thing. And you guys are, like I said, I don't see you too much more sitting. And as far as in other words, I see y'all going to another level in your ministry and your music, because I hear it in you, even when you sing, even when you're talking, just when you're talking and sharing, I hear the preacher coming forth out of you, and I see you going to the next level. And the next level is you guys will be ministering soon. That's why I say I don't see y'all sitting too much longer.
Yes, sir. Well, I receive that, and, you know, I really do receive that, and I'm willing and obedient to whatever the next level is. I'm ready to receive whatever that is that God has for us. So I appreciate you sharing those words with me, and I will take heed to those things, and I will continue to seek God to see what the next level is. And if he calls us to, you know, to preach, pastor, whatever he is, I gladly accept the call of God because I want his will for my life and not what I want.
Okay, I'm excited. And one more
Amen.
Question, then
Amen.
I would get out the way. Where in Milwaukee are you guys headed to? Who's what ministry?
We're headed to Pastor Mario Dickens, First Lady Elect Dickens. The name escapes me, but I know the pastorship under Pastor Mario Dickens and Bishop and First Lady Elect Wanda Dickens. The church
okay.
name just escapes me. I think it's called Crown of Victory, but I'm not sure. But I do know that the pastor's name is Pastor Mario Dickens and First Lady Elect Linda Dickens. I'm sorry.
Okay. I just wanted to know because I'm going to let folks in Milwaukee know to be looking out for you.
Yes,
to you guys
do.
When y'all hit the city.
Yes. And yes, I really appreciate that. I'm just excited about every door of opportunity. It's called the Global Movement Firstborn Baptist.
Okay.
Firstborn International Church, I'm sorry. Global
oh, okay.
Firstborn International Church, that's the name of the church.
Well, Pastor Mark, we appreciate you so much, and I always thank you for calling in because Pastor Mark is a big supporter of marketing ministry, and we don't take anything for granted because
yes.
he doesn't have to, he don't have to listen to us, but he does faithfully. Every Saturday, he's like that person that pays their tithes on the first of each month. So I know there are two people. If I don't get nobody else to call in, I know that Pastor Frank Henderson's going to call in, and so is Pastor Mark, and I appreciate them greatly. So, Pastor Mark, thank you so much. And, Kim, tell our listeners as we close out this segment where they can learn more about you and where they can pick up your latest project, Speak Life.
Yes, you can pick up the project on my website at www.kimperson.org. You can also pick it up off of CD Baby, which is www.cdbaby.org/Kim Person Music. Also, it's available on iTunes. And if you would just go to Google, Yahoo, and you just type in Kim Person Speak Life, it will bring up Napster, Amazon. It's available all across the internet. It's on iTunes. So, you know, and if you've enjoyed anything that I said today, you can hit me up on Facebook, and I'd be happy to, you know, answer any questions for anybody that has any, even when after the program. So hit me up on Facebook, Kim Person. I'm also on ReverbNation.com. So if you just go online, you'll be able to find a way to get connected with me.
Amen. Well, Kim, you know, I love you. I thank you so much. And if you want to book Kim Person, you can contact me, Wanda Adams, at marketingministry@live.com. She's a part of our roster, and we are so thankful for that. So, Kim, I want to thank you for hanging out with us, and I hope that you hang around, because coming up next, we got Miss Shanita Jones, and we're going to take a commercial break. And Kim, if you can, I'd appreciate it if you can hang out. If you can, I understand, but I love you and I appreciate you sincerely.
And I sincerely appreciate you. Being a part of marketing ministry has truly, truly made a tremendous difference in my music ministry. And I'm so excited to be connected with such an awesome, powerful woman of God who is helping me, along with God, to take my music ministry to the next level. And I appreciate everything that you have done and will continue to do to further the music ministry of Kim Person.
All right. Well, thank you, Kim. And listeners, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're coming back with the amazing Shanita Jones.
Are you ready to promote your vision and reach your target audience? Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com is the platform for your vision to be heard. For more information on how to advertise or become a special guest on our radio show, go to Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Click on IB Race for more information. We're looking forward to expanding your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com.
Glow Magazine. Ladies, lighting the world from the inside out. Glow Magazine Incorporated would like for you to advertise with them. At Glow Magazine, their primary objective is to empower women from all walks of life through the sharing of information and resources. At Glow Magazine, they offer economical, effective, and uncomplicated ways to promote your business and will construct marketing campaigns to meet the budgeting requirements of companies both large and small. By providing excellent demographic flexibility on ad campaign budgets and ad rates. Email Glow Magazine today at info@glowmagazineonline.com to hear about their monthly discounts and free advertising for ministries. That email address, once again, is info@glowmagazineonline.com. And subscribe to Glow Magazine today. It's free. Just go to www.glowmagazineonline.com. Glow Magazine, ladies, lighting the world from the inside out.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams. And here at Marketing Ministries, we are all about advancing the kingdom of God. In this next segment, we have an amazing young woman. Her current single, My Everything, is just blowing up. Her ministry is just awesome. I believe Percy Beatty produced her current project. She is one of the background singers for Ty Tribbett. She's going to come and give us her story, and it's none other than Shanita Jones. Hi, Shanita.
Hey.
How are you?
How are you? I'm wonderful, you.
You know, I couldn't be better, and I first and foremost want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us.
Thank you.
We take nothing for granted, and as I was telling the listeners, I love your current single, My Everything. Tell us
Thank
a little
so
bit
much.
About that.
Wow. Yeah, My Everything. Well, as you said before, Percy Beatty is the writer and producer for that song, and I recorded it a while back, and you know, we linked up together, and when I went in the studio, it was pretty much written, and he just read me the words and let me know what it was about, you know, gave me the background on it, and from there, you know, I just took it and went and sang, you know, putting myself in that place saying, okay, I know Percy wrote it, but this is me telling God that he's my everything, and he's all that I need, and he's all sufficient, and so made the song, and now it's out, and I'm really, really excited.
Well, it's doing so well, so I know that is a tremendous blessing to you.
Yes, thank you. Most definitely.
How was it working with Percy? Because he's just such a phenomenal songwriter and producer.
Yeah, I mean, Percy is, I mean, it's Percy Beatty. You know, he worked with BB and CeCe and, you know, all of these headliner, you know, major people, and here I come along. And so initially I was a little intimidated because I'm just like, this is Percy Beatty. You don't, you can't just mess up. You don't, you know, you just, anyway, Percy was phenomenal. He was, I can go on and on. I get caught up in that. But, I mean, he was very welcoming, very easy to work with. I mean, he let me know what the song was, and then he just poured into me. Even after we recorded, we sat down and talked. And, you know, he just talked to me about this, the industry itself, you know, in music and pursuing, you know, a career in music. And so he's a phenomenal, wonderful person. I love Percy Beatty. Such a down-to-earth, wonderful man.
Now, who are some of the other people that collaborated with you on your current project?
Well, the CD, the actual project doesn't release until May. And so right now I'm in the pre-production stages of it. And so I'm looking mm-hmm. around. I'm doing some writing and getting together with some producers to come up with some things. And so I'm in the beginning stages of that. But we're definitely looking forward to having some people on there. And it's definitely going to be live and fresh. And I have some features on there as well. So I'm really excited for that.
Well, I want to take a little musical break, Shanita, if that's okay with you, and let our listeners
okay.
listen to My Everything, because it is certainly an amazing song, and I know as it blesses me, it will bless yeah. them. So
thank
we're going to set back, and we're going to listen to Shanita Jones, My Everything.
You are my hope. You give me
Welcome back, and you are just listening to My Everything by Shanita Jones, our very special guest today. And that should be everybody's theme song. You know, God should be your everything. Shanita, I just love that song. You know, it ministers to the whole man.
Thank you. Thank you
and
so
I
much.
Know,
yes.
You know, it's awesome. I know that it is going to accomplish what God has set out for it to accomplish.
Amen.
Now, amen. Come on, Shanita, I need you to go here with me now. I'm trying to have church.
All right now. Well, wait a minute.
Yeah, I need for you to run around where you are and high five people and let them know we finna go there.
I will come on, somebody.
Now, I know that you are doing backup for Ty Trivet.
Yes.
Tell our listeners a little bit about that, how that came about, and how's it going?
Oh, well, back in, I want to say June, Ty did a call on YouTube just for background singers. He said that he was looking for new singers. And so all I did, I submitted my video on YouTube, and I want to say shortly afterwards, maybe a few weeks afterwards, I got a call. He's like, hey, I saw your video on YouTube, and I love it, and I want to meet with you. I would love to have you join the team, and I was just astounded. I mean, that's truly like a privilege to be able to join in and to be a part of his ministry. He's an awesome, radical man of God, and so thus far we've been having rehearsals and everything, and it's just going great. I mean, just the spirit alone is just abiding, and it's wonderful to go. You know, you leave away from home and you leave away from your comfort zone, but you go and you know that God still resides, his presence still lives, and that you can be comfortable and free to worship and free to gather and fellowship with other people, knowing that we are still a body of Christ and we're still God's people. And tonight we have the Christian Music Awards that we're recording, and so we're in Nashville as we speak, about to head to a sound check shortly. So I'm just excited. I am very, very excited what God is doing and what he is still going to do, because this is just the beginning.
Amen. Now, Shanita, we have some callers on the line. We had opened up our phone lines earlier, and they have a question for you. Are you ready to take a question?
I'm ready.
All right. Caller from area code 708, state your name and your question for Shanita Jones.
Hey, family, this is Latonya from Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Just calling in to show my support.
Hey.
Amen. Hey, Latonya.
I heard, Mama, you had said Pastor Frank call in and some other, you know, Pastor.
Oh, God, I knew I was going to get in trouble.
Do we call in and support our girl? So, you know, Shanita, I am in awe of the God, you know, that the talents that God has placed on your life, and I'm excited. I know Ty Trippett is going to be here. Are you going to be here in Chicago anytime soon?
I'm not sure. You know, I just left from Chicago. I was in Chicago about 2 weeks ago for the Gospel Announcers Guild, and that was awesome. I saw Percy there and a few other people. So I must have missed you. Oh, man. But I look to get back out there very soon because we want to do some things there. I'm from St. Louis, so that's a skip, hop, and jump away. So I'll be back in Shine. I'll have to hit you up and let you know when I'm there.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. And I'm excited about what's going on with Marketing Ministry. And y'all know we're blasting it out over there at Industry Buzz, so keep it up.
Yes,
well, Shanita, allow me to put give Miss Latonya some love. I didn't give you a shout-out. I played your commercial.
I heard it.
Well, yeah, hey, I love you, Mama. You know that.
Oh, I do know. And you know, I thank everybody.
If the commercial is played on my name and said, I'm always in your corner, in your forefront, you know, pushing, because I believe in marketing ministry and I believe the call that God has placed on you guys' life. And everybody that connects with you, I know that their territory will be expanded.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, darling. We love you.
I love you.
And
right
we
back.
Would never.
Love you, Shanita. I said, love you, Shanita.
I couldn't hear my love you, too, girl. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate all your support. Latonya holds me down. I'm an Industry Buzz, so I appreciate it very, very much.
No problem at all. Y'all got us.
All right. Thank you, dear. I thought you fell asleep there, Shanita. You said, huh?
No, I'm still here. I was listening. I was trying. I'm like, oh, she talking? Is she talking? Okay, let me make sure I catch it.
Okay, I'm getting ready to bring you all the way live, and this is what I'm known to do. Now, in our first segment, I asked Miss Kim Person, she was our first segment, what was her favorite praise and worship song. So what is Shanita Jones' favorite praise and worship song?
Oh, man. Okay, well, this is a tough question for me, only because I just love so many songs that it's just so hard to choose one. I just, okay, I'm going to do it. I'll say for now, for right now, for the last few weeks or so, I've been listening to Israel and New Breed, To Worship You I Live. I've been just blown away. I listen to that song. I just love it. I love the beginning, just away from the noise, away from the noise of life and from the cares of this world, and just alone in God's presence is amazing. So I've been going into that song for like a couple weeks straight.
Now, can you sing a little bit of it for us?
Ooh, okay.
I told you, I'm going to bring you all the way live, Shanita.
Oh, you called me. You really brought it. You brought it. Okay.
Yeah, girl, we're going to make some people have some praise and worship up in here
today.
Well,
come on. So everybody lift your hands.
Lift your hands. I got them up.
All right, now. All right. Okay. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live. I live to worship you. Oh, yes. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live. I live to worship you. Oh, was you going in?
I got him up. So you can't take me to the mountaintop and just leave me there.
I didn't know how far to go, you know, because I keep going. You know, we'll just go on and there won't be no more talking for the rest of the show.
Oh, I know, because I know all our listeners had their hands up, because as I was saying earlier in the show, I love Shanita to worship. I love to give God his glory and his honor, because he is truly worthy. And, you know, to me, this is not just about a radio show. It's about ministry. It's about reaching the masses, reaching in. We don't know what people are going through. We don't know their brokenness, but we do know the God we serve, and so he can use us, whether it's through interview, through a song. Those few lines that you just sang pierce somebody's heart.
Amen. Yes, I mean, we have to live a life of worship. It's a lifestyle, you know, and it's not just about singing, you know, it's not just about, you know, praising, but even just in our walk, our daily lives have to be just in honor and adoration, you know, and so that's in my heart, you know, to worship God. It's why I live. It's what I'm living for. It's the very air that I breathe is to worship Christ, you know, and nothing glory to his name. And so, you know, in everything and all that we do, you know, no matter what it is, if you're not a singer, if you're not a musician, whatever that you do, you know, do it unto God and do it with excellence and worship God in that, because he honors that.
Absolutely. Now, you stated earlier that you're in Nashville getting ready to perform tonight. What, you know, are you going on tour? Tell our listeners about some of your upcoming events.
Okay. For me, well, I'm here for Ty, and so we're doing the Christian Music Awards here tonight, and next week we'll be doing his album release. And so he'll be in Detroit, Virginia, and Maryland all next weekend, so we'll hit up a few places releasing his new CD called Fresh. And as for me, I will be in Atlanta on November 11th on Channel 57. It's going to be a live broadcast, and so I'll be there for an interview and singing phone. So everybody in ATL, check it out, and more to come. I'm still figuring schedules and working out stuff, but I'm looking to visit plenty of cities near you so that we can spread the gospel and so that people can be encouraged and blessed just by from what God has given me. I feel that it's a word, you know, of encouragement, a word of liberty and freedom for others. And so I'm just going wherever he has for me to go.
Amen. Well, you come into my city, so when you come into Atlanta, you tell Phyllis to hook you up and we'll do lunch.
Okay, yes, yes, I'll be there for a few days. I'm going to go to the conference, Coco Brothers Stand conference as well. So I'm looking to be out there, you know, meet new people and to fellowship with others and spread the gospel.
Amen. And I know that you're going to do what God has called you to do. And I would just want to give you an opportunity for those out there that, you know, may be going through something, or even for those that, you know, are just trying to cast their vision in the music industry. What words of encouragement or what has God laid upon your heart to speak to our listeners?
Amen. God has truly laid upon my heart to encourage people just to be still and to be obedient. You know, I've learned even over the last few years, even in operating in ministry and music, is that we have to be obedient. Sometimes things doesn't make sense. Sometimes it seems very unorthodox. But when we walk in obedience to Christ and we align ourselves with his will, then he opens doors and he makes ways that no man can close, no man can shut, no man can take away from you. Because when God exalts and when he elevates, then you know that you can stay there because it wasn't done by self. And so I encourage everyone to seek after Christ, to know what he is telling for you to do, and just do it with all obedience, with all that you can. Just surrender and be available to him, because he will elevate, he will make ways, because he has already predestined us and he has a plan for our lives. And it's our job to figure out what that is. It's our job to align ourselves with the will that he has already placed and to flourish in it and to walk in it. And you'll see that you'll be blessed beyond measure, that doors will be open, that ways will be made, and that all you have to do is just walk through it.
Amen. Because, you know, the word of God tells us, Shanita, that obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes, yes, most definitely.
And, you know, nothing comes quickly. And I know, you know, you have to understand that whatever, everybody is not designed to have a hit record or to be a national recording artist. It's all about ministry, and it's all going to happen in God's perfect timing. And so,
yes,
you know, sometimes we are so in a hurry to get to the end results that we miss the blessings that God provides daily
way. Yes, most definitely. Patience, patience, patience as we wait. You know, and be of good courage. You know, God will lead us and away from the noise that just rings in my spirit, just being away. You know, we are caught up in everyday life and caught up in work and caught up in what we see in front of us. But if we can just get away from that and get into God's presence, get before God and stay in his face, then he can lead us and he can guide us and he can show us which way that we need to go so that we can be a blessing unto others, so that we can serve and encourage others. Because this ministry is not about us, but it's about God. And so we have to be led by him so that we can be effective even in ministry.
Amen. Now, for those that want to pick up the single and those that want to follow what you do or see you in concert or see you and with Ty, because I know y'all keeping it fresh.
Yeah, fresh. Everything fresh. Yes.
That's the title of Ty's newest project. Did you sing on that as well?
No, we didn't sing on it, but we'll be singing live with him on all the tours and the dates that he has.
Okay. So tell us the people where they can follow up with you and how they can keep it fresh.
Yes, yes. I have a webpage. It's www.shanitajones.com, and there it's like a one-stop shop, and you can find out everything, videos. We have free giveaways. You can add your own profile pictures, blogs, everything that you need. It's just our own little network, and so definitely check that out. It's Shanita, C-H-E-N-E-T-A, Jones.com. Become a member, and we'll be blessed to see you. The single is available on CD Baby, iTunes, Big Station, and you can check me, follow me on Twitter. I have a Facebook, so we're just all over the internet. If you Google my name, pick your choice, whatever you want to do, from Facebook to Twitter to my webpage, everything is updated, and you will stay up to date with what's going on with me. But I encourage everybody to go to the webpage. We have free giveaways, exclusive stuff for that, so make sure that you check out ShanitaJones.com.
Well, Shanita, I want to invite you. We have a marketing ministry network, and to our listeners,
okay,
for those that haven't joined, check us out at marketingministry.ning.com, and join a network that is advancing the kingdom of God, that is making a difference. And so we just want to extend that invitation to you, because, again, we're all about advancing the kingdom, and we believe as all the believers in the body become unified, we can do great and mighty things through Christ Jesus.
Yes, amen. Most definitely.
And so time is coming to an end, and I want to thank you for hanging out with us. And, again, I want to encourage our listeners to go to shanitajones.com and support your ministry. And also you join our network, and we'll join yours,
yes.
and we'll do
yes.
everything together. And I want to thank you for taking the time out. And when you get to Atlanta, look me up, and we'll make something happen.
Yes, and thank you so much for this opportunity. I appreciate it. It's always a blessing to be a blessing to others and just to fellowship with others. So I love meeting new people, especially kingdom-minded people that are doing great things in the kingdom. And I'm just excited, you know, just to build up the body of Christ in itself. So God bless you, and thank you.
Oh, thank you. And I know that your territory is enlarging daily, so you just keep doing what you're doing and remain humble.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Shanita. Well, our time is coming to an end, and I want to thank Ms. Kim Person, Gospel Diva, for hanging out with us today. Make sure you pick up her CD, which is Speak Life, and it's available online, CD Babies, iTunes, and you can go to her website, www.kimperson.org. Also, pick up Shanita Jones' single, My Everything. Go to www.shanitajones.com and support her ministry. We just thank you for hanging out with us today. Join the network marketing ministry at www.marketingministry.ning.com. We just want to encourage you to be all that you can be in Christ Jesus. You know, when you're going about your day, you know, love is an action word. Just don't tell somebody you love them. Show them that you love them. It'll make a world of difference. I love you. I appreciate you. Shout out to Marketing Ministry. Shout out to Spiracle One. Shout out to my good friends, Pastor Mark Rouse, Charvette Mitchell Radio, Tahila Praise, Industry Buzz. If I forgot somebody, do not charge it to my heart, charge it to my mind, because I am getting old. But tune in next week to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, where our special guest will be Tammy Williams. She's going to tell us all about Destiny's Place. I love you guys, and I want you to be all you can be in Christ Jesus. Till next time, be blessed.
Word is there, and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your feet.